Stop 5, the police barracks. To get to the police barracks from the Supreme Court building, assuming you're facing towards the park, take the straight path down to your right. At the bottom, turn left and go down to the park itself. Then turn right and follow the path along the bottom of the hill. After 100 metres at Police Barracks Walk, turn right and walk up about 100 metres to the crest of the hill. The sandstone building on your left is the police barracks.
The camp is me home and me blue coat, me pride. Up, up with me staff, let it
As you walk, we'll continue with the story of the government's license tax, which led to a rebellion, the Red Ribbon Agitation. Central to the tale are the traps, who conducted the digger hunts. They were not so jolly as our singing trap would have us believe.
Up, up with me staff, let it still protect me. I'm a trap, and the bobby is free.
Digger hunting, as the search after men who had no license was called, was a favourite amusement of both officers and men, and it was followed up savagely, relentlessly, and with a refinement of cold-blooded cruelty that was not only exasperating, but disgusting in the extreme. Unless they had their licenses in their pockets, they were placed under arrest, and were all subjected alike to the indignity of being treated like criminals.
I'm a trap, and the bobby is free.
Mr. Robert Ross Haverford.
I'm a trap, and up here I abide. The camp is me home, and me
Sometimes the troopers would collect as many as 50 unlicensed diggers, and frequently they were roped or handcuffed together and driven like beasts before the swords and bayonets of their captors, perhaps for the greater part of a day, over rough country, in the blazing sun in the summer, and slush and mud in winter, until such time as a good haul was made. When at the camp, they were chained like dangerous animals to logs, to wait the convenience of the commissioner or magistrate, where, without proper trial or right of appeal, they were fined £5 or sent to work on the roads. Frank MacKillop.
Who do not feel themselves free? And none, I trust, who will be slain.
Just to fill you in on the backstory, prior to the Bendigo Rush, on the 15th of December, 1851, 14,000 diggers had amassed at Chewton near Castlemaine to protest the government's move to double the licence fee from 30 shillings to £3 a month. It was called the Monster Meeting, and on the Diggings Tour you can hear the full story of how diggers forced Governor Latrobe to back down. But police brutality and corruption on the goldfields continued. In May 1853, government troopers ransacked and wrecked Castlemaine boarding house after the owner was falsely accused by a paid police informant of selling sly grog. The Castlemaine diggers and business people confronted the troopers on Agitation Hill, and the troopers backed down, humiliated. In the Castlemaine town tour, you'll see where it all took place. But this victory inspired others, and a month later, the Bendigo diggers formed the Anti-Gold Licence Association. They drew up the Bendigo Petition. When presented to Governor Latrobe, it was 30 metres long, bound in green silk, and contained 30,000 signatures from all the Victorian goldfields.
Alfred Brooks, George Aspinall, Butcher, Reuben Otessen, Jr.,
Gold Digger,
R. Buck,
James Baker, John Baker,
Tim Bailey,
William Smith, Enoch Banks,
John Baxter, Gold Digger, Henry
His Excellency Charles Joseph Latrobe, Esquire, Lieutenant Governor of the Colony of Victoria,
Patrick Duffy,
the humble petition of the undersigned gold diggers and other residents on the gold fields of the colony.
Fenwick and Snowden, storekeepers,
showeth that, in the present impoverished conditions of the goldfields, the impost of 30 shillings a month is more than your petitioners can pay. That, in consequence of armed men, many of whom notoriously bad in character, being employed to enforce the impost of 30 shillings a month, there is much ill feeling engendered amongst the diggers against the government.
John Henry Bird.
That the impost of 30 shillings a month is unjust because the successful and the unsuccessful digger are assessed in the same ratio. For these reasons and others which could be enumerated, your petitioners pray your excellency to grant the following petition.
Storekeeper.
Joseph Brinkworth.
John Baxter.
Alfred
Gold Digger.
Brooks. Gold Digger.
William Bain.
First,
William Cartwright.
To direct the licence fee be reduced to 10 shillings a month. Second, to direct that monthly or quarterly licences be issued at the option of the applicant.
The petition also requested that diggers be allowed 15 days after arrival on goldfields to pay the licence fee, that the penalty for being unlicensed be reduced from £5 to £1, and that the use of armed force be discontinued.
Carlos Digugwe.
Patrick Duffy.
Gold buyer.
James Eli.
C. Bielanski.
John Elliott.
Your petitioners would also remind Your Excellency that a petition is the only mode by which they can submit their wants to Your Excellency's consideration, though they contribute more to the exchequer than half the colony. They are the largest class of Her Majesty's subjects in the colony, unrepresented.
Edward Burgundy.
Frederick Henderson. Cook.
T.H.
This was what added insult to injury. A tax, whether you earned any money or not, imposed by a government which would not allow you to vote. It was taxation without representation.
Nathaniel Hook.
While we await the governor's response, let's take a look at the police barracks. If you're still walking, it's a sandstone building 100 metres up Police Barracks Walk on the crest of the hill. So pause this till you get there.
John Amaze, licensed digger.
William Bird.
Henry Angus,
Joseph Bird.
Digger. David Bernier.
Geoffrey Hocking.
Colville Armstrong. Digger.
Standing now by the police barracks, here's a thought. In most Christian towns and cities, the churches claim the high ground, literally and figuratively. But here, it was the government and military who claimed the view from above. This police barracks was built in 1860, when Bendigo was Sandhurst. Today, it's a school. But it remained the police barracks up till the 1920s. At the time of the Bendigo petition, before they upgraded to here, the troopers lived in tents and slab huts, and soon you'll hear instalment 2 of the Red Ribbon agitation story. But first, it's time to take in the view from Rosalind Park Lookout at stop 6. Directions are at the start of track 6.